I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Something about me. Telling people about me. I need you to set some example so that men will know that you are completely different from that of the world. I need your life to be like my life. For if any man will come after me, let him have the characteristics of me. Let him have the personality and let him have my ways. When we become Christian, that implies that we are Christ-like. And if Christ came and suffered all of the time, when he lived a life, men charged and challenged him, and some rejected him. Not all of those disciples was buddies with him. And even some of them walked away. And what it tells us that the life of the Christian is not easy, because there will be some that will embrace you, but there will also be some that will walk away from you. But stay the course. Stay the course. If any man come after me, let him have my characteristics. Let him have my personality. And let him have my ways. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is telling us the way to the Father is through him. Then Jesus said, let him deny himself. What Jesus was teaching here was self-denial. And self-denial cuts against the grains of everything our society teaches us and everything our sinful nature says to us. Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me tell you. Here's why. One of the first words that a child learns is mine. That's mine. That's my toy, my food, my, and it's right now my title, my position, my authority. The first thing that we have to destroy is all of this self-elevation. My title, my position. Why? Because that's the first thing you learned when you was a baby. Give me my bottle. Give me my toy. Self-centeredness. And until we break that, we can't be like Christ. Christ came and he gave. For God so loved the world that he
gave.
We've got to learn to start giving and stop receiving stuff. Your rewards have never been delegated here. Your titles have never been delegated here. Your authority has never been delegated here. But Jesus said, I will reward you when I come. I need some Bible students. I will reward you when I come. And when we stop putting the titles and the position on ourselves and the authority on ourselves, then we become more like Christ. Even when they tried to elevate Christ before his time, he would not let them do it until the time was right. Now we know why Jesus said, I will reward you when I when the time is right. And you will get your reward, your title, your position, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and a trumpet, when the dead in Christ rise. The Lord said, I will reward you when I
come.
So why do you want your title and your position now? We got a man that's showing us all of that stuff. And it is self-centered. And it will not sustain. Let me leave that alone. As adults, we have to break that mind concept. For Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus calls us, is calling us to willingly and voluntarily take up your cross. He's not going to make us do anything. I've been in the ministry over 46, 7 years now. And the Lord would never force me to preach his word. I ran about 18 of those years because I did not want to preach. But God brought me all the way from South Dallas to Sacramento, California, from Sacramento, California to Alexandria, Louisiana. And then God took me to Rome, Italy, Milan. He took me all the way to South America where I saw black water. And then he took me to Kingston, Jamaica, where I was preaching to a drug lord who surrendered his life to the Lord. A kingpin. And we don't know the impact we have when we take up our cross and follow the Lord. And when I walk through the street of Kingston, Jamaica, I smell that stuff floating in the air. You'll get my point. When starting out in an open park with about 10 people, and when I finished preaching, they were out in the streets and down the corner. God's word will be delivered by whomever he chooses, both men and women. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, this is a call to willingly serve discipleship. It is a call to die, to give up the old man. The old man has to die. Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Why? Because the old man can't inherit what's new. The old man has to die. Die to self. Die to titles. Die to position. The old man has to die so that the new man can live. That is the only way we can truly follow Jesus. If any man, that's a conjunction. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. How do we follow Jesus? We follow Jesus by committing to a personal relationship with him, by trusting in his teaching and imitating his example. It scares me at times when I have to go places and preach and they don't like you because of the way you look. But he said, if you come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. This is a daily practice of faith, a daily practice of love, and a daily practice of obedience rather than just a set of rules. Some people are still living by rules. 613 of them, we call them the laws. I will live by what God has given me. When Christ came, he fulfilled the laws so that we could have grace. God's unmerited favor. And when we live under grace, we get the blessing. My brothers and sisters, following Jesus begin when we respond to his call to repent and believe the gospel, God's word, share the good news that God loves us and has taken the initiative to reconcile us to himself by giving his son to atone for our sin. I couldn't do it because I have a sin nature. I was born with it. Adam did it. But the first Adam could not do, the last Adam came and did it for us. So that we can receive the blessing that God has for us. and awaken us to God's grace and move us to all of the things he has in store to live for Christ and follow him. When Jesus called his first disciples, he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." As we as believers begin to follow Jesus, we are saved, and we are being conformed to his image. The old man has to spiritually die so the new man can live spiritually. Here's why Romans 8:1 said, "Therefore," and whenever you see the word "therefore," you see what it is there for. I'm going to teach you. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a prepositional phrase. In Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law, the 613, could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and in sin condemned sin in the flesh." Christ did it. "That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now you know why the old man got to die, so that the new man can live and experience what God has. We are justified. In other words, we've been made right. We are justified and declare righteous, and therefore stand before God in his grace. This means for the believers, all guilt and penalty for sin have been completely removed. Ooh, y'all miss you, shout. All guilt and the penalty of sin for sin have completely been removed. Because Jesus took the punishment for our sin. And God no longer views us with condemning wrath. God hates sin. This is the final verdict. Despite our flaws and our identities, for when we are in Christ, this guarantees our acquittal. That's a legal term. We have been released. We have been set free. Aren't you glad you're free? "For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Why? Because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Yahshua HaMoshiach, he, Jesus, washed it white as snow. The doors of the church open. If you're here today and the Lord is speaking to your heart, and this word concerning this.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, on this Friday, May the 29th, it happens to be National Paperclip Day. And if you are an office worker, that could or could not be quite significant. It's also National Biscuit Day. Now, overseas in Europe, they call, in England in particular, they call cookies a biscuit. So, you know, that's where you get Nabisco from, National Biscuit Company. Cookies are called biscuits. It's National Biscuit Day. And today is National Alligator Day. And, of course, with all the rain that we've been having, and for my friends who love to go fishing for food, make sure that you don't become the food. All right? National Alligator Day.